Final segment here on the Sports Line across ESPN Radio in Virginia. It's Ed Lane, now joined by Wally Beagle, who is in charge of baseball with the Commonwealth Games. Big weekend coming up. Four teams set to square off this weekend over at Liberty Baseball Stadium. And we're going to have the championship game broadcast for you again right around noon on Sunday afternoon, right here across ESPN Radio in Virginia. Wally Beagle, who's in charge of everything, joins us now. Wally, nerves building up for you, or have you gotten this down to a science?
Oh, we have it down to a science, Ed. This is my 25th year of coordinating high school all-star baseball for the state of Virginia. So always something new pops up every year, but it's pretty well the old stuff.
Figuring it out, has to be a little bit easier now that you're able to utilize that gorgeous facility over at Liberty, huh?
Oh, fantastic. It's so nice to play over there on a turf field, and just the cooperation of the people there that helps us put it on, it's been outstanding.
Competition. We've seen so often it's been the teams from the Northern Virginia area that have performed the best in this event. Are you expecting a similar type of performance from the Northern Virginia All-Stars?
Oh, yes. All teams usually find some of the best players in the state of Virginia that we have in the sophomore and junior classes of high school. We don't have any seniors. And however, the other types of travel ball and American Legion ball and all that sometimes conflicts with what we're trying to do at Liberty University too. But in all in all, that just gives other kids the opportunity to come in and showcase themselves. It's just an outstanding event, and we try and encourage more of the local community to come, especially the senior citizens that like baseball. And we do have a special price for senior citizens on the weekend. Anytime they would like to come, it's $5 for all weekend. So please come out and watch us.
A lot of excitement for that. Local players as well. We've seen the teams from both the South and the West put together a good collection of local talent. Give us a couple of players from around this area, Central Southwest Virginia, that bear watching.
Well, this year we have, I'll publicize my Kay Spring over in Roanoke team. We have two kids from the Kay Spring High School and one from Franklin County High School that is going to play in the games. And they haven't had any in the last couple of years. We've mostly been up in the central area, up in around Lynchburg, Harrisonburg. And so, you know, it varies from year to year. Where Southwest Virginia, we go all the way down to Bristol for the West team. Southwest Virginia is going mostly into travel ball now and college campuses, activities that go on there for their things that they put on. But right now, all teams seem to be pretty strong this year, playing the four games on a weekend. It takes strong pitching, although I did have a strong pitcher from the central team in Richmond area had an arm problem, had to drop off the team, and we had to replace him today. And another player from the north dropped off a family illness, and he was a pitcher. So pitching is really strong, and that's what the scouts and college coaches like to see. And if you're a pitcher, you can usually do well on a college level.
Wally Beagle, Commonwealth Games baseball coordinator for their All-Star Weekend. It's this Friday through Sunday at Liberty Baseball Stadium. Swing by and check that out, and special prices for senior citizens. Wally, appreciate your time. Look forward to seeing you out at the ballpark this weekend.
Yes, appreciate you, everything you do, Ed, to help us out. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely. Wally Beagle, All-Star Game Coordinator, and they put together a number of good, young, talented players, Justin Verlander, the Upton Twins, just to name a couple that have come out of this event and have gone on to bigger and better things. So it's cool. I mean, if you're looking for something fun with the family, maybe it's with your grandparents, maybe you are a grandparent and you want to go out alone, or maybe you want to take the grandkids or your family as a whole, it's a neat experience to go out and check it out, and we'll be out there Sunday for the All-Star Games Championship then. ACC kickoff takes place starting tomorrow. Big day as well locally. Virginia and Virginia Tech will both meet the media, and we'll hear from David Teal of the Daily Press tomorrow, as well as Tommy Bowden from the ACC Network, both slated to stop by here on the Sportsline. Plus, we are hoping to get someone lined up to preview the Delta Dental State Open over at Ballyhack, which starts on Thursday. So quite a bit to look forward to tomorrow here on the Sportsline. You've been listening to it today across ESPN Radio in Virginia. Thanks to Wally Beagle, Ian McCall, and Aaron McFarling for their time. Sportsline Radio on Facebook and Twitter for replays of those chats if you missed any of it. We'll see you tomorrow at 5.